Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Saeed, with the Global Telesummit Series From Heartache to Joy. Super excited to have John Newton back with us. He's been a speaker on the show many times and just an amazing, amazing human being and an amazing healer and energy worker. If you guys haven't heard him before, since the 1980s, John has been helping people enjoy profound physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual well-being. After an awakening in his late 20s, John's ability to help people deepened profoundly. As he describes, the veils lifted, revealing an experience of absolute oneness. Wow, can't imagine, that would be beautiful. In this pure awareness, John helps people clear the unresolved negative imprints and limiting beliefs from their life and family lineage. Thousands of people around the world have reported dramatic changes through this work. In fact, many have experienced waking up to their eternal oneness, nature, consciousness itself. John has used these techniques with profound results in hospitals and clinical environments, including Cedars-Sinai Hospital, University of Southern California Medical Center, and the Betty Ford Center in their pain management program. He also teaches his work to healthcare professionals so that they can implement ancestral clearing into their own practices. He also offers these same trainings to anyone who wants to make a difference in their own life as well as in the lives of their family members and communities. We are so excited and grateful to have John Newton here with us today. He is going to be talking on a very important topic, 360 degrees empowerment, eradicate suffering and move into a powerful, abundant life. So what we're going to talk about today, some of the things we're going to cover, you can discover what your heart really yearns for, get connected to why you might not be living the life that you want, find out what living your perfect life means, learn how to access your divine destiny, and clear out anything in the way of living your perfect life. John, welcome back to the show. So great to have you back, my friend.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited to work with the community here, share some insights, and support people in everything that you just described.
Yes, yes, don't we all? We all are excited to have you and learn from you. And, of course, your energy work, I want to just let people know, because we have added a lot of people to our community. So if you have not heard John before, his energy work is really, really strong. So just make sure that you are not doing anything extra where the energy might, you know, make you feel fuzzy. So pay attention, just kind of stay tuned to the show. We will be doing one-on-ones, and we will be doing a really powerful group clearing as well. So I want to begin first, John, with how do you attain your perfect life?
Well, first we want to see where we are, right? That's the big piece. Like, I need to get to New York. Well, where are you now? I don't know. And we might know mentally, but it's really about being in this field of what we feel, our sensation. We talk about sensations a lot. That's a big part of it. So the perfect life, I mean, that sounds like a lofty thing, you know, but it's just really the life that's in your heart, what you came here to do, be, or have, and experience. Your soul knows that. So it's not so much telling people, you know, what's in your heart, I could never do that, but it's helping to clear and resolve and really rewrite our program so that that can show up. And so a lot of people, we come from the past. We come from what has happened in our own experience and, of course, in the lineage, our ancestors. That's why we call it ancestral clearing, because a lot of stuff happened and not all of it was resolved. So there's memory carried and stored. Science is proving this gradually. But spiritual, you know, philosophers, you know, prophets, people have been describing this kind of thing for, well, as far as we can go back to the written or spoken word, really. And so what we want to do is rewrite our program. So empowerment to me is, well, it's getting your free will back. It's being one with the creator, the higher power of your understanding. I don't tell people what that is because we have so many varied beliefs. But we triangulate with that higher power or creator and then resolve the old hurts, the limiting beliefs, call it karma, you can call it whatever you want, but it's helping to clear that up so that we can show up fully, and it doesn't have to be a constant struggle or there's no, I'm always doing something, I have to find something else, I have to find something else. No, it's already within you. You know, that's why I don't even call myself a healer, because the Creator does the work, and everyone can do what I do. You know, I share it fully. And to me, that's important, because there's 7 billion people on the planet. How many are truly living from their heart and truth? How many are truly present? And the answer is not many.
That's so true. So how do we get there, John? Like, for people that might be listening and thinking, well, I've tried everything, and it's still, what I want is still not coming to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's again, as I was saying, it's like, where are you? So what we want to do is get a sense of something that's unresolved, something that's, well, like you said, something that's not coming in that we want. And there's two reasons that happens. One is that it doesn't serve us or hasn't served us yet. We wouldn't want something that doesn't serve us. And the other is that we're carrying something. There's some form of limiting belief or some sense of self or the world or other that's blocking it from showing up. Now, there's also things that show up that we don't want. You know, there's things, physical conditions, you know, chronic pain, stress, addiction. And these are also important things to resolve as well. So it's not just what we want. It's also clearing and resolving the things that don't serve us or that we don't want. But there's a higher intelligence. There's a field. And we want to play in that field. It's beyond the mind. So many humans function only in the mind. Everything's in the mind, right? They try to change their mind. They try to think positive. They try to do all this stuff at a mind level. But the mind is 1% or less of who you are. So to try and fix, using the mind to fix the mind or the issues that show up in the mind is missing all the deeper realms and where everything's truly stored. So in regards to what you asked, as I said, we want to identify something. We don't want to go into overwhelm. You know, I talk to new people and they'll bring a legal pad of things they want to work on. I'm like, well, let's just pick the current one or the biggest one, whatever you can handle feeling, right? Because this is experiential work, you know, and if we don't address these deeper realms and where it's held, then things continue to show up. Same frequency, maybe different actors. You know, it's like, well, it's injustice. What's going on with my neighbor, you know, or my boss or whatever? It's like, well, look at your life. There's a through line of that frequency of powerlessness, helplessness, you know, injustice, whatever it is. But we're the common denominator. It's not saying it's our fault. It's just saying we're more powerful than we realize, but we weren't given a manual for our our program or our computer, you know, our being. We weren't really told and shown how to access this stuff. So in some ways we could say it's ancient knowledge. And in some ways, it's new in the way that it shows up. But the core of this practice is based on forgiveness. And it's not your father's forgiveness, as they say. You know, it's not the forgiveness that we know about intellectually. It's asking the Creator, higher power of your understanding, for help. We ask the Creator to help us forgive others and others to forgive us. Even though it seems, well, I know what forgiveness is, or I've done that, or, you know, they don't deserve my forgiveness or whatever. Again, that's the mind. We want to just use this simple recipe, and then we triangulate, as I said, with that Creator or Source Intelligence, you know, and it has access. It's not limited by time and space where we show up physically. We're showing up in the field that that being is. It's, we could call it consciousness, but it's not just consciousness. In the consciousness is intelligence, as we said. And so, you know, it's just a simple matter of cleaning up the past so that we can be present. And we don't feel those constraints or tethers, cords, things like that. I don't cut cords. You know, that happens. Some people do that, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I don't work that way. But one of the effects is of the forgiveness is those things go back to where they came from, the things that don't serve us. So really, I'll keep going back to this, is where are we? And it's not just intellectually knowing, well, I'm not doing what I love. I don't like my job. Okay, well, that's mind's perspective. That's great. But where do you feel that? Once we go into our body and notice sensation and we start to meet that, everything you feel is here for you. So sometimes people don't, well, sometimes almost all people, they don't truly feel and they don't pay attention to what they feel. So something like symptoms of a cold or something, achy or whatever. They don't pay attention, or they push past it, or they medicate the symptoms away, and that's fine. But then, you know, then colds can lead to flus, can lead to more intense things. That's kind of symbolic. And the same is true with chronic pain. Something like a slight tension in my lower back because I don't feel supported in my life or my relationship or at work or other places, and I don't pay attention, and then years later it starts to possibly have deeper effects on the body. But if we pay attention initially, and it's never too late, we can start right here. You know, it doesn't matter what's happened. Mm-hmm. Everything is resettable. The program is fully rewritable with the Creator's help.
Very interesting. And I have two follow-up questions to that. The first one is, you just said something, it's never too late. There's a question from one of our viewers who said, I would love to be in a relationship. I'm age 70, and I don't want to worry about finances. You just said it's never too late.
Never. It's always this moment. I mean, we did a program. I did a program on my Monday calls not even that long ago about just people who've reinvented themselves. Famous people, celebrities, scientists, politicians, so many people. It's like something happened and they kind of make this leap into their truth, into their heart. And sometimes it's being motivated. You know, sometimes we see the end coming. It's like, oh, I'm going to make my physical transition in 40 years. And then we see that possibility and then we get related. That's what I'm talking about. Where are you now? And so many people are disconnected or unplugged and they put their dreams in a drawer or the closet and they push forward in life, wondering why it's not working. It's like, well, what's in your heart? You know, there's that age-old question, if you had $10 million or $1 million, what would you do for a living? You know, would you do what you do for free? And I'm not saying everybody has to have that, because we might have one career, but then we have this side thing that we do that really brings us joy, and we do this other thing for money or whatever, and that's fine. But in a perfect world, we can combine those. Do what we love and get value, you know, have abundance from that. Most of us have beliefs formed. You know, we didn't see our parents necessarily come home from work and feel joyful and made all the money they needed. And, you know, we weren't necessarily shown that it's okay to have a joyful life and be abundant. Because the universe is abundant. The Creator is abundant. You know, there could be religious beliefs. This is, oh, if I'm spiritual, I can't have this, you know, nice Tesla or whatever. And it's like, well, who told you that? That's just a belief. Now, obviously, we don't want to be attached to anything. You know, we don't want to be attached to wealth. We don't want to have a golden calf kind of scenario. But it's okay to have the wealth, because wealth gives us the ability to do what we want to do, have what we want to have, when we want to have or do it. And that's just a blessing for anybody. You know, so having resources and support of nature is a big part of what this work is. We just have to clean up the limiting beliefs. So in regards to someone with a relationship that's not working, or they're not in a relationship, we would say, where are you now? And they would say something like, well, I'm single. Well, okay, great, but let's see where you really are. And where we really are includes a little bit of history. In other words, something got us to this place. And so when we look and see, it's like, well, who let you down in relationship? Or who really hurt you? And it could be our first love when we were a teenager. It could be a divorce that we went through. But chances are there's something there. And so we want to clear the charge to that so we don't carry it moving forward. We don't have a fear of intimacy or a belief that I'm not enough or, you know, no one's out there for me. Those are never the reasons. Those are just something the mind generates. So if it serves us to be in a relationship, it might serve us to be single. You know, I had a massive spiritual journey, and there were many periods where if I'd been in a relationship, it would not have been good. You know, it was like, but we can still be in a relationship and have a spiritual. Yeah, we can still be in a relationship and have a spiritual awakening. There's no rules about it. I'm just saying, for me, you know, I had to go in the cave. You know, I had to have my full awakening in that sense and in every sense of that word. And it's not like, oh, I'm enlightened. No, because when you wake up, you see the truth. And the truth is we're all one.
Yes.
You know, and you can't hurt another human when you get that. And that's a big part of the struggles on the planet.
True.
Is people are asleep. Yeah, they're not awake. And when you wake up, you don't want to hurt. You want to help. You know, you want to celebrate.
Yeah.
You want to dance. And if and when all humans, or at least a percentage, you know, I'm not sure what that percentage is, maybe 5 or 10%, have that wakefulness, present experience, this whole world's going to shift. Because the light wins. Shadow doesn't win. Yeah, light's so much more powerful than shadow.
Oh, I love that. Yes, that light wins, shadow doesn't win. I love that.
Yeah.
I have the second follow-up question I have, John, is are there some beliefs that trigger after, you know, we have lived decades of our life? For example, I mentioned to you before the call when we were chatting that, you know, recently, you know, a couple of years ago, moved to Pakistan. My videos went viral. Millions are following me. And yet, on the other side, on the other hand, in my personal life, I have become a recluse. I just don't want to leave the house. Like, there is real solid resistance to me whenever I think about leaving my house. And it didn't used to be the case. So I know something, some belief got triggered. It wasn't there. Well, I shouldn't say it wasn't there before, because you're probably going to correct me, right? It was always there.
It was always there. It, you know, here's the thing: as we, there's an expression: the rich tend to get richer, the poor tend to get poorer, and it doesn't have to be that way, of course, but it's just kind of the momentum of things. And so, as we move through life, we tend to collect more evidence to support the inner unconscious and deeper beliefs, and then of course it starts to show up more and more, which reinforces, and then of course then we start to, you know, unconsciously maybe watch more news, and then of course that triggers more, and it just kind of snowballs. So we need to interrupt that pattern. You want to clear it right now in 3 minutes?
Oh my God, I would love that. Yes, please.
Right. So here's what we do. We want to get a handle on the issue, and the handle is a simple sentence or less: story is not our friend. But a handle is, mm-hmm. And a handle is something like, I don't feel safe, or I'm afraid that, and then you fill in the blank. If it's personal, you don't have to share, but just put a thumbnail on that piece that you feel about that.
It does not feel safe to leave the house.
Okay, close your eyes. Imagine, well, I don't usually work this way, but just imagine yourself leaving the house. Maybe large public gatherings, maybe certain kinds of people, types of people, whatever is kind of, you know, and only
no,
if you can handle this.
No, it's stepping out of the house that
okay.
makes me
close your eyes.
Afraid.
Yeah, notice the sensation in your body. We've dropped below the story and the handle into sensation. This is where you are. What's a 0 to 10 of discomfort when you consider leaving the house?
8.
Okay. Now, I could work silently on whatever in your family life and lineage could have led to that, which I'm going to do no matter what. However, would you like to see where this came from?
Sure.
Okay, so you're just going to breathe into the sensation. You're just surrendering to the sensations that you notice in the body. Just breathe normally into all that. As you do, an image, memory, insight, something comes to you. Notice how old are you, what's happening. If it's personal, you don't have to share. Just say, I got something. Make sure you're not looking for it. It comes to you.
Yes.
How old are you in that situation?
3.
Yep. Notice, what are you saying to yourself? I need that.
She can't see me. My mom can't see me.
Yes, 3 slow breaths. My mom can't see me. Slowest breath you've ever taken.
Oh, God, there's a lot of emotion.
Yeah, don't do that. So we don't want to go back to the mind. The mind is not our friend until it is. Stay present with the sensations. When you take the lid off, sometimes you feel more. That's a blessing, because the lid is the one that tells us, I got to stay in my house, I can't leave, right? And maybe sometimes we do that, but not all the time. If it's a blanket deal where we never leave, or, you know, don't ever, that's a flag, right? That's telling us something else is going on. Just stay with the sensations. Breathe into what's left. Image or memory comes in, go with that. Don't look for it. This is normal breath at this point. Notice the image or memory that comes in. See it from a distance. Don't go into it. Image your memory. Just notice it. If it's personal, just say, I got it. First thing that came to you. Notice what are you saying to yourself right there?
I'm still in the same initial image.
That's fine. Notice what's stressful from this point of view. It's slightly different, but what are you saying to yourself? That's what we need.
Okay, now I'm saying that's interesting.
Okay, well, that doesn't
seem
stressful.
It's like I'm curious.
Yeah, curious is completely different than she won't notice me. You see, the shift in the frequency of what you were carrying allows you to have different perspective. The mind likes to take credit. It likes to say, oh, this and that and whatever, but it's not coming from the mind. It's coming from inside. It's coming from your oneness with the Creator that's within you. And I don't mean necessarily in your body. It's your awareness. Your awareness is the entire universe and beyond that even. But that's another conversation. Just keep it simple. How does it feel in your body?
Nothing.
Yeah. How does it feel to leave the house?
The resistance is gone mostly, but it's still slightly there.
Great. What's left? Thumbnail, what doesn't feel good about leaving the house? What's your handle on that?
I just feel lazy.
Okay, well, that's different.
Instead of care, it's laziness.
Yeah. So laziness and, you know, they call it self-sabotage, procrastination. These are symptoms.
Yeah.
The universe doesn't do that. There's divine timing to everything. It doesn't mean you always have to be, you know, pushing forward. No, there's a time to rest. There's a time to be present, which is always. There's a time to listen to your heart, which is always. And there's a time to move forward, which is not always. We feel it. You know, there's cycles to nature, there's cycles to you. But we want to be aligned with the intelligence that leads, guides, and directs us in every moment. That's the way to
wow.
live the life that you described earlier and on your landing page there. It's truly that. It's already within you. Every one of you were created in the image and likeness of the Creator. What does that leave out? Nothing. Now, anything less than that is a human input. Let's resolve the human input. It comes from the past. It comes from hurts. It comes from unconscious and conscious beliefs that were formed that didn't serve us. It comes from judgment. All the stuff that shows up in the mind. The mind is a wonderful kind of easel or a chalkboard to show us what's deeper, but it's not held in the mind.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was really amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. That was really amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, and this seems silly and simple, but can you blow your nose if you need to mute? That's fine. And blowing your nose is important for like 20 reasons. I'm not kidding. There's so many reasons with this work. So please do that. And I'll just
share
something.
I already did.
Okay, great. Yeah, because I heard a sniffle earlier. And a sniffle, we can get into so many things on this call. We'll run out of time quickly. So I want to stay on topic for you and the community. And but great, that's just like a simple way of addressing what's deeper where we are. Instead of forcing ourselves to leave the house, which doesn't really work because eventually, you know,
no,
the
it
anchor.
Doesn't.
Yeah, it's just like
yes.
we're positive
it gets,
thinking.
The anchor gets deeper.
Yes, exactly, because then it gets reinforced. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've done this
so
with 9/11 survivors and people who've come back from the war and police officers who've been shot. I mean, you can't even believe the amount of people that come to this work, and they get help. And it's not me.
No.
I just kind of hold a mirror, you know. I help them get their power back. And power isn't like power over others. It's power of oneness, where you transcend the need to exercise power over anybody, right? We get the world leaders doing this
that
kind of work.
Powerful. Powerful.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people with their hands raised, and I want to just quickly announce that if you guys want to get a chance to do this quickly with John like I did, one-on-one, please call in. You have to be on the phone and then press star 2 to raise your hand. And I want to ask you questions, but I like the way you do this, John, where you, when you do the clearing, you do some coaching after that. I think that would be perfect. That way we're learning while we're doing the clearing.
Sure.
And quick question, when you're working, like when you were working with me, does this help other people too? Like, can they also clear stuff?
Yeah, so what's happening
is for that person.
Yeah, so what's happening silently is really the bulk of the practice. So what we're doing there, we don't have to do that. That's a helpful tool. I started implementing that tool maybe 35 years ago, and it's just a powerful way of doing many things. The breath is like connecting to the reset with the cosmic initial breath of creation where the Creator gave life symbolically in Genesis and all that. But that, I'm not religious, so I don't quote the Bible, so don't be afraid of that. Mm-hmm. It's just there's truth everywhere, right? We look for truth. It can show up anywhere and everywhere. And so that original breath is a way of resetting. Also, validating those earlier versions of you, giving a voice to the little girl who was still hiding. You know, mom won't pay attention or whatever it was, then we probably developed some beliefs around that. Well, I'm not enough or I'm not safe or whatever. Right. So when we clear the charge, giving a voice to those earlier versions of us is a way to help dissipate, because it's like a version of us is kind of in a way still there in that experience. It's like we get fragmented. And humans are so, I'm not speaking about any of you, I'm not putting this on anybody, but so many humans out in the world will say, they're so fragmented. And so when one is fragmented, that's the opposite of oneness. And it's not true in their eternal self or eternal nature, it's true in the personality or the soul, the lineage, the timeline of who they are. So that's why we connect to more than that. So really validating those versions of you is a beautiful, sweet way to clear the charge, one of them. But the deeper silent work is the core of this practice. And as I said, it's forgiveness-based. So for you, I was offering peacemaking and forgiveness for the times your mother didn't feel seen, times she wasn't nurtured, loved, supported, and cherished, and her life didn't, you know, feel safe possibly, just different scenarios that happened. I'm accessing your family life and lineage, and then I'm including everybody on the program, including the replay, so everyone's included in those silent clearings. And we get people write in every week with our calls when we do this because they have massive shifts, a lot of people. So, yeah, everyone's included in that. So you might want to notice your sensations as we're working with people. I don't encourage you to follow along with that specific breath technique because it's specific to the person I'm working on. So, but everything else is for everybody.
Wow. Wow. And I'm still feeling it, by the way. It's still moving. I still feel my head spinning and it's still moving. I still feel the energy moving. So
here's the secret. Just surrender to the sensations. If we judge something, like I remember one time, well, this has happened many times with other things. You know, I work on chronic pain a lot. I've worked in hospitals with chronic pain and helping people and all that. But they'll have arthritis in a knee for 30 years, and it'll go to the other knee literally during the session. Mm-hmm. And they're like, and then they start freaking out. I'm like, just witness it. Feel what you feel. Your body's trying to make sense of something that doesn't make sense. This is a mystery. We don't want to try to make sense of the mysterious because then it's not that. We're limiting it. You know, we want to keep the bandwidth open. We want to stay as broad as possible and let as much light in. Judgment is the quickest way to limit one's experience. So if I judge it, it's a judgment, or it's still in this other knee now. I'm like, no, it's completely different. Just witness it where it is. It will continue moving most of the time. I'm not making a claim, but I'm just saying I see it all the time.
I'm thinking about stepping out of the house, and I don't feel the laziness anymore. So that also shifted.
Yeah.
In the few minutes we were talking. So that's really fantastic.
Yeah. So here's what I said. Here's
what
I like
to
say.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's you. It's your ability to heal. You have the ability to heal yourself. That's my message. But we need help. And the help comes from the Creator, infinite source, God, divine mother, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't have an ego. That's my feeling. I was going to say something. I kind of got distracted there. Anyway, it'll come back.
Sorry.
No, it's not you. I'm not thinking. Yeah, when I work, I don't think. Words come through, but there's no thinking or processing of words. It's just me getting out of the way. So that's
beautiful.
How I work.
Love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Let's see if we can talk to some more callers and help some more people and in the process help others as well. Okay, so If you can pick a number for me, John, between 1 and 20, I'll unmute that person.
15.
Okay, that is area code 561. You are unmuted now.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi, yes, we can hear you.
Hi, Carol. Hi, John. Thank you for this call.
Hi.
Oh,
you're so welcome.
You.
What's your name, dear?
My name is Martine.
Martine, hi. And what can we do for you?
Yes, I have this issue with my mind always racing. Whatever I'm doing, even if I'm, when I'm doing energy healing, it's always in the way. Cannot concentrate, cannot focus, really. And even when I was in school doing my master's, I had to take extra. It took me a lot of strength to concentrate.
Yeah.
And I that it's still there. It's like whatever I'm doing, the concentration.
Okay. I got it. Yeah.
Yes.
So we don't want to use a racing mind to try and address the mind. We need to drop in. So when a mind races, what's happening is, aside from any medical care we may need, this is not anything I offer or share is not a substitute for medical, psychological diagnosis and treatment. Just making that very clear for everybody. Can't offer that. That's medical care, and that requires a license in many places of the world, almost all. So when the mind races, what's happening is there's sensations in the body. And the sensations in the body, we could say, almost feel like static or kind of like, strange vibrations and all. It doesn't feel good. We'll just say it. I mean, I could sugarcoat it, but I'm not going to. So that leads to a racing mind. So what you want to do is take your attention from the mind that's racing and put it into the body for a moment. And just notice as you close your eyes, notice the sensation in the body. I want you to use a word that describes the sensation, like vibration, heaviness, swirling. What is it?
Okay.
It's a quick word. We want to work with a lot of people, so we can't take half a minute to no, it's okay. You're doing great. Yeah, just notice a word, quick word.
Vibration?
Vibration, yeah. So that's what's happening. There's vibration in the body. Now, that vibration is the net of what you carry from the past that's not resolved. So what we want to do is access the Creator and clear and resolve some of that old stuff that's probably giving you mixed messages and signals and all kinds of stuff that we like to call static. Static isn't a lack of a signal. It's a lot of different signals mixing up so that there's no clear signal, clear impulse. And so that can lead to those kinds of racy thoughts and all that. So just breathe into all that sensation. Just literally take your attention from the mind and put it into the body. And breathe normally into all the sensation. Did you say vibration?
Yeah.
Yeah, breathe into the vibration. Accept the vibration because it's here. That's where you are. And just breathe normally into it. It's a wonderful meeting. It's finally facing the bully. What we carry a lot of times feels like bullies. It's not literally a bully in the schoolyard. It's just kind of this something doesn't feel good. Well, I'm going to face it and I'm going to feel it because it's here in this moment. Yeah, just feel it. Normal breath. Around when did you first notice this kind of racy mind? How old were you in your life that you maybe feel when it started?
I believe I was in my 40s.
Yeah. So what was going on in your late 30s or early 40s that didn't get resolved? Could have been a relationship, an injustice at work, something that you know about that was quite stressful that you kind of pushed through, pushed past.
Oh, my husband died.
Where do you feel that? My husband passed away. Where do you feel that in your body?
In my heart.
Yeah, so put your attention on the heart as well. Now, this may be an obvious question. It may not be. What was stressful about your husband dying? Be as honest as you can be. If it's personal, don't share. I'm not prying for details, but I want you to get a sense of what was stressful about that for you.
My daughter was 2 years old at the time. So
yes. Yeah, that was a lot for you, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, do you like the word God, Source, Creator? What word do you like?
Creator, source.
Yeah. I'm going to say, Creator, all that you are, not just what they told us, but what you truly are. We ask humbly and gratefully to please help you, your family, your relationships, your ancestors, and all their relationships throughout all time, space, and dimension, for all the times you felt left alone, for the times you felt abandoned, times you felt overwhelmed, times you didn't get what you needed, for any unhealthy conclusions, beliefs, and judgments around those loved ones that passed on, for times you felt or believed you aren't enough, weren't enough, or had thoughts like, how am I going to do this? For the times you felt it's not fair, for all that led up to that, all that arose from it, we ask humbly and gratefully all of you to forgive each other, forgive yourselves, be at peace with each other, at peace with yourselves, for the highest good, please and thank you. Help your husband do the same, all versions of your husband throughout that experience before and after. Help your parents and grandparents do the same, please and thank you. Forgive each other, forgive themselves, forgive all people forgive them, for the highest good, please and thank you, Source Creator, all that you are. Now,
thank you.
See how that feels.
That feels peaceful.
Peaceful? Notice the mind. When there's peace in the body, the mind follows the cue. There's peace in the mind. Notice. Don't take my word for it. Notice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's your Buddha nature. You know, now I'll just say this. Mantra meditation is wonderful for this too. I prefer mm-hmm. the combination of mm-hmm. clearing and resolving the old hurt, burden, and stuff like that. And sometimes we have practices in our life like yoga, meditation. You know, it's not that we don't do the external stuff. We can do all of it. We can see our doctor mm-hmm. and therapist. What a blessing, all of it. That's our wellness pie. And there's many slices, right? So, beautiful. Yes. Thank you for bringing that in. I love it.
Thank you so much, John.
You're welcome. Thank Your you. Voice sounds completely different,
thank
by the
you,
way.
Thank you, dear.
Yes. Thank you, Aaron.
Awesome. Thank you. You're so welcome, my dear. Thank you, Martine. Beautiful. All right. Let's move on. Give me another number, please, and I will unmute them.
7.
All right, number 7 is area code 508, and you're unmuted now.
Hello?
508, hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yes.
My name's Greta. I just came on. I just feel so lucky that you chose me. So following that previous person, I wasn't feeling a busy mind, but boy, I followed her and I just had this heaviness. I didn't get the lightness that she got. My mind went to many different things and times. So,
okay, so I'm not sure where you got following along. You're included in the clearings, but if we try to follow along, that's a nice way to take stuff on. But here's the thing: you can't take anything on that you don't already contain. In other words, if I have an injustice button and I am in a group and I hear about some injustice and then I feel all this heaviness, it's showing me what I carry and it's actually a blessing. So what we want to do is see what's coming up for us and then feel that. But is that why you originally raised your hand?
No, I was just curious. I came on a little late to this, but I've heard you before, so I know who you were, and I was just curious. So I felt like it was meant.
Yeah. So if we tell ourselves as we're feeling, that's going back into the mind, which is a big part of what we talked about earlier in the program. You might want to listen to the replay. There's maybe some information that you could benefit from. But it's really, if we judge something or tell ourselves something, oh, I'm taking something on, that too can help us to take stuff on. And I'm not saying you took anything on. I really feel something's coming up in you that was already there. But we don't want to go into the mind to try and navigate what we feel. Feelings were designed to be felt. Not as emotional labels, ooh, I'm angry. No, there's rising heat, there's tension in the forearms. That's an experience, and that allows us to move through like surfing. We don't want to get stuck or try to resist waves. We want to go with them. They're here for us. So what do you notice in your body in this moment?
Feeling some lightness. When you said that, I I often say, like, be like the river, you know, go around things.
Right. That's great. And that's the mind. And the mind can help us to some degree. But really, the real work, the real shifts, the lasting stuff is deeper than the mind. The mind is so tiny in representing us. But things do show up there, just like the tip of a pencil shows up, you know, the writing on a piece of paper shows up with the tip of the pencil. But it's not coming from the tip of the pencil. The tip of the pencil is held by wood, if it's a wooden pencil, and then there's a hand drawing it. Right? So it's not just the tip. We don't want to get confused that the writing itself is just an effect. And so that's beautiful. I love it. But just know the sensation. Is there something that you have, chronic pain, stress, or anything you'd like to address with the Creator's help?
I do have a heaviness in my my throat and my chest area right now.
Okay. Is that something that comes and goes in your life?
Yeah. When I go to speak, you know, I get nervous, I get anxious.
Okay. Great. Close your eyes and put a thumbnail on that, a handle on what doesn't feel good about speaking, maybe in groups, in public, speaking your truth, whatever that is. Just give a handle to it. What is that? What doesn't feel good?
That I can't be clear about what I'm thinking. It takes me time. Like, I'm slow to come up with what I want to say.
That's
so
a symptom.
I get
What's deeper than that? In other words, are you afraid of being judged? Are you afraid, like what you said, I won't say the right thing? Are you afraid of saying the wrong thing? What's the truth for you there?
I won't say the truth. I won't say the right thing.
That. Close your eyes and feel that. Yeah. What's the 0 to 10 of that?
Oh, that's like a 9-10.
Okay. What word do you like for your higher power?
God.
Okay. God, all that you are. For all the times you didn't feel supported and safe to speak up. For the times they were unconscious, weren't listening, or didn't care, or it felt that way. For the times you weren't supported in having a voice. For all versions of you, for any hurts and wrongs relating to you speaking up, saying what you need to say. For any unhealthy conclusions, beliefs, and judgments around speaking up, speaking your truth. For all hurts and wrongs in the lineage, for all the times anyone was hurt, wronged, persecuted, for any injustice around speaking up, speaking your truth. For all hurts and wrongs that led to this, all that arose from it, please help you forgive parents, family, relationships, everybody. Help them all forgive you. Help you all forgive yourselves for the highest good, please and thank you. Help your family and lineage do the same. Forgive each other. Forgive themselves for the highest good, please and thank you. Everyone on the call, there's a morphic agreement. Everyone's included. I can't get into it as far as the languaging, and sounds like I'm speaking to you personally, and I am. And there's an entire higher intelligence and agreement that exists for everybody on that's included in the clearings. Sometimes we verbalize that agreement silently, and sometimes we just infer it, but it's there. Just everyone needs to know that. See how that feels in your body?
Yeah, I feel like it's moving.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How does it feel to speak up? How does it feel to say what you want to say?
I feel good. I feel like
feels
I can
good?
Do that.
Okay, great.
Yes.
I believe you. Yeah, awesome. And that's not from wanting, it's from your heart. It's your truth when you clear and resolve the other. The other is the program and the limiting stuff that oftentimes was in play before you even came here physically. We drop into this body, it's got a predefined, pre-organized set of, you know, DNA and epigenomes and all that. We come into this form. Now, a bigger question is, why this family? Why this time? And that's kind of a little beyond today's call, but we include the beyond this family, this life, because just in case, it doesn't hurt. Some of you, I would say the majority of you, believe that our soul possibly had prior experiences. So let's include them, and we do. So beautiful. Thank you for bringing that in.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much, my dear. You're welcome. Thank you. And let's take one more caller, and then we will do the group process.
Great.
So give me one more number, please, John.
16.
Okay, that number is 508. You are unmuted now.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi. My goodness, 2 508s in a row. What a chance.
I know. I thought maybe I had not taken that person out of the queue, but... Okay.
No, you did. Thanks so much for choosing me, John. I so much appreciate it. My name is Helen.
You're welcome.
And thank you. And I am calling because there is a new adventure, I guess, in store for me in terms of a job. And so I am trying to figure that one out.
Okay. What are you not saying? I'm not a fan of, and I'm not, this is not me picking on you, by the way. When we try to frame things up spiritually or positively, we can miss how we really feel. You know,
okay.
I'm all about, you know, rolling up your sleeves. If we're going to weed in the garden, we're going to get a little dirty. And that's okay, because that's what gardening can be. So we want to be honest. Where are you, and what doesn't feel good about where you are as far as the job, either search or the new job that's coming? If it's personal, you don't have to share.
Oh, no, that's great. That's perfect. It's perfect. I don't know where to go with it. I don't know what.
So you don't have a job right
now.
Is that what you're saying?
I do, but I'm not working. It's a contracting type of thing.
Okay. Like temporary or job-to-job kind of thing, and you're not working right now. Is that what you're saying?
The company that I work through has made some changes, and they're choosing to cut benefits for the people I've worked with. So I am working, but it's very limited.
Okay. So what doesn't feel good about that?
Not feeling useful, not knowing where I want to go and what I want to do.
Okay, those are two completely separate pieces. We need to address the bigger one. We can't go down both roads at the same time. It doesn't serve us. So what you want to do is get it. Yeah, let's back up a moment. Do you, when it's happening and fully flowing, do you love what you do? Be honest.
Yes.
Okay, great. So what you don't like is how it's showing up. In other words, limited work and cutback benefits and injustice, maybe?
Yes, and not being able to support the people that I've worked with.
That. Close your eyes. What's the 0 to 10 of discomfort when you consider your hands are tied? You cannot support these people that desperately need your help.
At least a 7.
Okay. You want to see where this came from, what it's really about? Because it has nothing to do with this job.
Yes, please.
Okay, so just breathe into all this. Notice the sensation in your body. You said 7. It may increase temporarily, but whatever it is what it is. Just breathe normally into all that sensation, an image, memory, insight. Something comes in, usually early in life, could be womb or before that. The soul is mysterious. It will show us what we need to see. Notice what comes in, share or not, if it's personal.
I see a number 5.
Yeah, does it feel like you're inside, outside, alone, or with people? What does it feel like?
Outside, with people.
Yeah, what doesn't feel good in that situation? What's happening, if you want to share?
Interesting. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you do. Rewind or fast forward and notice what's stressful. It always is right around the time of what came in. So just rewind or fast forward and notice what doesn't feel good for the 5-year-old.
I see myself in a circle and people are pointing at me.
Yeah, what are you saying to yourself right there?
Why are you making fun of me?
3 slow breaths. Why are you making fun of me? Slowest breath you've ever taken.
Okay. Done with the breath.
Yeah, no, I'm aware. I'm just working silently. I'm about 5 layers in with some lineage stuff and some public humiliation stuff, kind of like scarlet letter kind of things in the ancestors, things like that, and other things in your family too, with not feeling seen or supported, loved, cherished, all that. So I couldn't come back to you, but since you asked me twice, I'll come back. Yeah, sometimes three slow breaths takes about 2 minutes full, but most people take about 30. No, it's not you. It's not you. And most people, it's about 20 seconds, literally, because they don't understand, and it's fine. But really, the slower, the deeper the breath, sometimes the bigger breakthrough. But not always. It's not always necessary. Notice how you feel.
The words "I am powerful" are coming to mind.
Good, yeah. The mind will have thoughts generated from the frequency as it's raised in your nervous system and other places. As we elevate that, as we evolve our frequency, the thoughts will reflect that. But just know that the truth doesn't show, the truth doesn't come from the mind. It shows up in the mind sometimes. But the truth is coming from your inner oneness, your presence, your eternal, you know, that field that we were talking about earlier. It's like that play, and that will lead, guide, and direct you. And you might see more options at work, how you can present something where you can show up again fully and get that support. It may be a grant. It may be something you didn't even consider. But having the frequency of elevated, I am powerful, as you said, can help you to see way more opportunities, way more possibilities, as we like to say. And that's just who you are. 360-degree empowerment. It's really 360, but imagine that's still on three dimensions, right? Imagine that as a sphere around us of awareness that extends out in all directions. So it's 360 times infinity, because literally it's everywhere you look instead of out on a plane of 360. But I know that's what Aram's referring to, because 360 works. We can relate to that. It's everywhere around us. So it's kind of like that. So beautiful.
Makes
I love
sense.
It. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's interesting, Aram. We didn't have usually I have people calling in with chronic pain and stuff like that too. And but emotional and physical are closely related. So our emotional stuff shows up physically and can be related to chronic pain. And chronic pain can also go the other direction. It can lead to emotional stuff. But it was just interesting that we mostly got people with life issues and things like that. Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. So now it's time to do our group process.
Okay. So great. So when we offer a group process, what we like to do is for everyone who can handle it, and only participate if you can handle it. If you're not sure or you can't handle it, then you just sit back and receive. You are included. But if you want to play a little more actively, what you might want to do is get a sense of something. And as I said before, it could be something physical that doesn't feel good in the body. It could be something in our life, something emotional. It could be something that's not showing up. But pick one thing. And then what you want to do is get a thumbnail or a handle on it. What doesn't feel good about it? So let's say I have a struggling relationship. Well, what doesn't feel good about it? Well, I feel alone in this relationship. Okay, well, do you have a sensation to that? Yeah. Okay, what's deeper than that? I don't feel heard. Okay, that, where do you feel that? So whatever can get us to the sensations that you can handle, always only what you can handle. And then you want to notice the sensation. In other words, we don't stay with that story or that through line. We've told it to ourselves 100 times or more. We've even maybe told all of our friends. If telling the story was going to work, it would have worked by now. So we go deeper. We notice the sensation in our body. So literally get a sense of something you want to address. And then when you get the handle on it, a sentence or less, could be it's not fair, why me, this is never going to clear, whatever is truly there. And then drop into the sensations. Notice where you feel it. Get your 0 to 10 of intensity. Now I'm going to address some things silently. You're all included, and that is the replay as well. What you can do actively, if you feel called to do so, is you can take slow, deep breaths into what you're currently saying to yourself. That's that handle, that two or three or four words, a sentence or less, never more than that. You can take those slow, deep breaths into that statement or question. Why me? Whatever it is. Or you can take slow, deep breaths into the sensations directly. You're just illuminating them with deep, slow, conscious. The slower, the deeper, the better. Breath. You can do both. We have other tools as well, but for this call, we're going to keep it at those two. I'm going to work silently, If you feel things moving, resolving, expanding out, whatever happens, you want to move to something else, that's fine too. Everything's connected and related. Do what you feel. This will be a few minutes silently at least. Here we go. Okay, noticing sensation, awareness, this present moment is everything. Everything arises from this present moment. You know, we hear talks about Advaita and mindfulness, and these are beautiful descriptions of just the simple process of you being here. You don't actually have to do anything to be present. In fact, Lao Tzu had the great quote on that, when nothing is done, nothing is left undone. It's so perfect. And being present in this moment, moment leads to momentum. Trying to move forward, a lot of times for humans, is avoiding the moment. Not being present, not feeling, not being that cosmic conscious observer. That's who you are. That's your eternal nature. Never born, never dies. Doesn't carry anything. And so in that oneness with the infinite, the creator, God, source, whatever you want to call it, you have access to resolving what you carry in the personal, what you carry in this timeline, soul trajectory, whatever you want to call it. But what you experience in this moment, your direct experience is everything. And in that, we drop these little sutras of forgiveness, specific sometimes, general sometimes, a lot of times a combination. And they reverberate out, always emanating from your truth, your oneness, oneness with the Creator. That's the way, that's the truth, all of it in that experience. And you're led, guided, and directed always. The mind has other plans, but that's okay. It's oftentimes not our friend until it is. It's designed as a humble servant, not an adversary. If we realize sometimes some of the things the mind comes up with, you wouldn't hang out with another person who said those things to you. So let's transform this mind into a beautiful support system that helps us to add numbers and, you know, figure out directions and calculate and all the things it's designed to do, you know, but not help us with our feelings, not help us with our experience directly. It has no power there, as they say. So, yeah.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. Love it. Thank you so much. And that was a really powerful process. If any of you want to share your feedback, that was, I mean, that was really amazing. And just to be clear, we can listen to the replay again and go through this again, right? If you want to work on something else.
Sure.
Right? Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. So now we want to talk about how everybody can actually benefit from John's program, 360 Degrees Empowerment, Eradicate Suffering and Move into a Powerful, Abundant Life. Learn to utilize your unique strengths to create a powerful life worth living. So let's go ahead and move on to that page so John can explain this offer to us. It is at orderjoy2020.com/John22, or just click the link that you have been given. All right, John, over to you.
Okay, great. So I'm assuming you were referring to the empowerment program. Is that the what we're talking about here?
I am. And do you want me to go through it?
No, I can go over it, sure. I know there's also a bonus of something we put together for everybody, reverse aging. So I'm not sure if that comes with this program or just...
That is a video. No, it does. It's a video download, which is reverse aging, yes.
Okay, great. So that's a standalone extra bonus because there's a lot of bonuses in the empowerment program itself. We put a lot of material into that, a lot of content, a lot of videos and audios. The reverse aging is powerful. There's a little bit of science. I don't like to get too much in the mind with that and some information that's powerful. And then we move into seeing what leads to aging, not just our physical experience, our biological age, but also the beliefs around it and how things can accelerate. You know, I see that a lot with people who are aging. Sometimes they'll start aging faster. It's almost like, I'm like, wait a minute, slow down. And so we call it reverse aging because, well, all possibility includes that. And I'm not making a claim about it because I can't do that about anything. But there's a lot of support, a lot of clearings and information to inspire and empower you in that process. You know, as we advance in our years, it's a blessing. We made it this far. We don't want to see it as something negative. You know, but if we do, let's resolve that. You know, let's clean up the things in the body. We have eternal cells that exist within our biology, and there's cells that don't die. And nobody's here to say we want to live forever physically, but it's nice to have an extended life, and it's nice to have not just more years, but quality of life years, truly. So in the sense of the actual empowerment program, there's, I believe, 10 videos. One is Clearing the Roots of Suffering. They're all standalone, and a lot of them were from group events that we've offered over the years and edited down for your enjoyment and to get the most out of them. The second video is on waking up, and we mean that in the most cosmic sense, you know, in the Buddha sense or in the, you know, oneness, all of that. It doesn't have to be some long and winding road. All we just need to do is come back to our back door and see that we were already awake, and the version of us that's awake is always here. The mind has other plans, and sometimes people go on a long path of waking up, and it doesn't have to be that. So there's shortcuts in that. We share a lot of insights about that. Accessing the infinite, we could say accessing God, the Creator. Everybody has a different word. You know, there's many different words that people like to use, so I don't get specific with that. But the experience is the same. Right, there is one source Creator, and so we see it differently, but the experience is that. And so accessing that can help us in every area of life. True access, not some maybe hopefully, but an actual one. The video four is called The Real Secret. Again, we kind of touched on some of that today. You know, we talk about The Secret, and you know that movie did so well, and it was powerful for a lot of people. But then I talked to people, and they were like, "Well, I need to watch The Secret again." Like they'd have to watch it 10 times, and even then, things would wane. Right, their vision board would go into the closet, or their gratitude rock would be left in the driveway, or whatever, because they weren't necessarily getting to the deep pieces of what leads to what they're pointing to in that film. Not putting the film down; it's inspiring. I don't know how long it's been, probably 15, 20 years since it came out. But anyway, so this is what we call The Real Secret. You know, the next one's rewriting our story. We could say rewriting our program, but really it's the stories that lead to suffering, not as much the experience. Someone steps on my foot, let's say. It's just an experience. Yeah, there's some stinging or some numbness in the toes, maybe a little pain up the ankle, and I just feel it, and it dissipates eventually, maybe in a few seconds, maybe minutes, maybe a day. But if I tell myself a story about it, I'm not safe anywhere, or I'm such an idiot, why didn't I move my foot, or look how women are, or look how men are, right? If people have story, which many do, it leads to more and more of similar type experiences because we're feeding something that we don't want. And so this is about transcending or rewriting our story. Video six, God only says yes. In other words, the infinite, the consciousness, that source energy, what we put out into it is what we get back. It's not just with the mind. So that can only give us back what we put out into it. Now, there's many different versions of us. There's many different angles, complexities. There's timing to things. There's lag time for many reasons as well. We're not going to get into all that here. But God only says yes is a blessing for all of us. Now, if God doesn't say yes immediately or doesn't say yes in the way we think we need something, that doesn't mean we're not getting the answer we need. We are. So we want to make sure we're aligned with that and we're not resisting or bringing anything in that could block us from receiving what serves us in each moment. If Mother Teresa had a goal to open up a bed and breakfast in Indiana in 1950, and she got that goal instead of all the other great stuff she did, it wouldn't have served her. You know, so it's something like that. We might think, oh, I want this bed and breakfast. I really need it. It's what I want. We focus and drive and try to make it happen. Meanwhile, our heart's going in the other direction. So what we put out is what we get back in the way that serves us because there's intelligence that you're one with. Video seven, clearing our karma. That's kind of more of what we're talking about today, resolving old hurts, burdens, anything we carry that limits our experience. Video eight, you are all possibility. I mean, that says everything, right? It's, you are that. I mean, what does that leave out? Nothing, literally. So, again, what's in your heart, that's what we want to come forward in the way that serves us. Divine timing, all of that. Video nine, our deepest truth. We talk about many different aspects of what's in our heart and connecting to that in many different ways. Some of these titles might seem similar, but they're not. They're approaching from different angles. Sometimes a different angle gives an entirely new experience to something. And so that's a powerful video. Video 10 is your divine purpose. So that says everything with the title. Why are you here? Now, you don't have to know it intellectually. It can be a moment-to-moment unfoldment. But we want to make sure we're on the yellow brick road fully and moving in the direction that's serving all, not just us, because it's all one big mosaic of life, of creation. And we want to make sure that we align with the puzzle piece we're designed to be, then we support all the pieces around us. So us embracing and living our purpose is a big part of that, because when everyone does that, can you even imagine what this planet would be like? So it's very beautiful. Then we have five also downloadable audio programs, activating goals and intentions. You know, I don't need to go into each one. Ending judgment, ending self-sabotage, enlightened relationships, strengthening your connection to source. So not just connecting to source, this is strengthening that connection and sharing tools and process sometimes to be able to have that experience. Other bonus audios, there's super clearings, we call them. Sometimes it's music. But underneath all that is our layers and layers of silent clearings to support each topic. So one's abundance, one's well-being, one's for meditation so that the mind doesn't win. speaking prayers, I'm speaking comprehensive prayers out loud. That alone, And that it's not me, it's the power of the prayers. That alone is, that one bonus literally could be worth the price of admission. I'm not sure what you're charging for this here today, but that alone is, I mean, it's, we get so many emails I can't even tell you about people having experiences from just hearing the prayers.
Beautiful.
And then we have a live event from Los Angeles where we interact with people, share information, and more about the forgiveness practice and all of that. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I can share about it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the details. And the course value, which I'm sure this is even not the value, if we actually went into the cost, would be much more. Today it is actually being offered for $199. But remember, if you're a Bliss Up member, you get a further discount from us. So that is the package, and it is at orderjoy2020.com/John22. And you have the mega bonus, which is the video downloadable bonus on reversing aging. Very awesome. So this package pretty much has it all, really like its name, 360 degrees empowerment. I love that.
I didn't even come up with that. I don't know. You guys came up with that. I love it. I mean, we just call it the empowerment program, but I thought maybe that was something you were offering also in one of your coachings or something like that. I thought it sounded great. I was like, cool.
Well, you know, now that I think about it, I think it was me, Nyla, and Gretchen that came up with it together, because we were talking. We looked at the offerings in the package and everything in there. It's like, this is 360 degrees. This is like all around. So, yeah.
And it's never been offered with that bonus on reverse aging. That's a video standalone.
Oh, we're,
you know,
so
all
great.
These are standalone.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much. So, yeah, you guys have this special gift from John, and we at, you know, the FHTJ community thanks you for that, John. It's always such a pleasure. We always get such great feedback whenever you are on and people get your programs. We get, you know, fantastic feedback. And
thank you.
I've gotten great help from you today. I already feel so much better. I keep thinking about going out, and it feels like it's actually feeling exciting now. Like that curiosity feeling I mentioned,
yeah.
That's what it feels like.
That's beautiful.
You know, like, hey, I wonder what that would be like. Yeah.
Yeah.
But going
and
back
there,
to that childlike curiosity.
Yeah, and there may be a day where you don't feel like going out. It's not saying you have to go out, but it's not like it has power over you. It's like, you know, someday I feel like going out, but one day you don't. It may
be
life, but who
knows?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I didn't share with the audience what the image was, because it might have triggered some people, but actually I felt my life was in danger at that time when I was a kid.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was a pretty deep block. So that was fantastic. So,
beautiful.
Oh my God, thank you so much. And I can't believe we are at the end of our time together. We have like 3 minutes left. So can you share something else? Anything that you think would serve our community? Any pearls of wisdom you want to share with us before we let you go?
Yeah, you know, I just say at the end of the day, I like to keep things simple. You know, there's so many, I mean, I've looked under so many rocks, I've studied so many things over the years in the early days, and I remember there would be a lot of complicated type processes and things that were very, I don't know, just, I noticed that those are the ones I kind of tended to put in a drawer or kind of didn't follow through with, and I always kept coming back to the core of the practice, because it just felt like these are simple, you know, forgiveness is so simple. You know, it can get complicated on the other side of the veil, we like to say, but that's the Creator and its intelligence and its reach to handle the complicated. On my side, it's very simple. Sometimes we get a little intricate with the specific forgiveness, and sometimes it's very general, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, sexual, financial hurts and wrongs. Please help them all forgive each other, forgive themselves now and forever. Please and thank you. That's very simple. And sometimes we need to be a little more specific. But our life, our day-to-day experience, to me, when it's simple, it's a lot sweeter. So if we notice things are complicated, it might be a flag for us. It's like, wait a minute, does this really have to be, you know, is love, the experience of love, complicated? No, it's a switch. I remember someone sent this, I don't know, years ago. It was like an image of two different, like it was the experience of love, and one was a box with just the switch. It was on and off, and the other had all these dials and meters, and it was really complicated. And I'm like, ugh, you know, that's not for me. My heart's either open, and I'm flowing, and I'm listening, I'm paying attention, and that's all simple. This doesn't feel right to my heart. That's a no. this does, that's a yes, right? So I navigate in that moment-to-moment, simple, feeling place that has so much intelligence on the other side of the veil that I don't even need to be concerned with. You know, so it's like sometimes just that simple, yeah, just that simple surrender into this here and now. It's just beautiful. So I don't know. That just feels like a nice something to take away from.
It is. Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And wow, thank you so much for everything you brought for us today. Your knowledge, your sharings, the clearings, of course, this beautiful gift that is in this package. And for all the wonderful work that you do around the world, John, I know you're very busy just doing all kinds of stuff, helping all kinds of people. So thank you so much for doing that beautiful part because, you know, we all know when one person heals, it affects all of us.
Yes.
So thank you for doing that part. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank all of you. Bless you.
Yes, and thank you guys for participating today and for listening, and all of you that will be listening to the replay, lots of love to you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Good day.